Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Hi. Welcome. It's been so long.
We haven't done this in a long time.
I said it's been so long, you forgot how to do it?
Rusty.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
This is Waylon.
Today is Wednesday, December 7th. It is 9:26.58.
And this is episode 399 and 1 minute.
399, one episode before 400.
Yes, 400 episodes. Can you believe it?
Oh my God, we're so old.
Call us 206-984-3685.
Do it.
This just means that you talk a lot, not only to yourself and to your friends, but to random strangers.
And just a reminder, I have been on every show but one. Oh. And that one show, well, we'll let the listeners be the judge of that.
Well, we haven't recorded one without
Go
you yet.
Go find it.
That's a goal.
Well, I'm pretty sure that you guys could. I trust that you guys could do it.
I think we're good.
It'd probably be a homage to Ricky episode.
No. I would have to approve first.
Right.
Mm-mm. So you guys,
Who adds it? Who edits? Me.
A person that can't talk, apparently.
Well, and apparently he edits pretty well. We might as well just start there. Sorry about the last episode.
No.
Segway.
No.
So y'all, some of you
I can edit your voice to be like that.
Some of you are wondering why there was only an intro and an outro, and we have a phone call about it too. We'll get to it.
Jesus, people, it's a mistake.
Did somebody say steak?
Well, I got a message saying the message was, are you guys playing a joke on us? I was like, what are you talking about? And they said, well, the last show, there's only silence and all there is the intro and the outro. And I'm like,
didn't someone ask if we were doing a send up to Big Batty?
Yeah.
This one's to you.
So we, and you know, Big Fatty does everything right.
Silence. Where's Crickets? You're in Garage Band.
I can't do it on demand like that.
So, I text message Brad or James.
Doesn't matter.
I text message him and say, what's up with the show? It's not working. He's like, oh no. Okay, I'll fix it when I get home.
Because somebody already messaged me about
it. So he messaged. I sound really hissy, don't I?
Because you're gay.
It may not when we record, though.
So
anyways, Brad goes, okay, it's up, it's fixed. And I listen and I'm like, no that shit is not working. And then people kept messaging me and Twittering, I downloaded your show and it's messed up. And I was like, okay, re-download it. So if you didn't hear the last show, you need to go back and re-download it. And
it's fixed. I've tested everything and it's fixed.
So we learned when it's fucked up, it doesn't automatically re-download for people.
We also learned that when you fuck up, more people contact you.
I know. You can't contact us for the 400th episode, but you can tell us that we fucked up.
Right.
Yeah. Rude.
At least you know people really are listening.
That is true.
Rude.
So we've taken, 2 weeks? Has it been 2 weeks off? We've been really busy. It's...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been unreal.
This month is crazy busy for all of us.
I just finished finals.
We were...
Sorry. I love Ricky. You're on fire with your facial expressions and...
I think we should just have a video recording of you. And then that's like the bonus materials later on.
Have you noticed that we're laughing similarly now?
Oh, we are?
We're kind of in sync with our...
Oh, no.
Chuckles. It's like girls in their periods.
I hate your laugh.
Whatever. We could be like Santas together.
We could.
Gross. Can I be on another podcast now?
Sure, I have one that you can go straight to.
Do you know? Do you know why this is a good show? Why? Because we're drinking listener wine.
Yes, yes. let's do our. Right, so she can hear.
To Miranda, Melinda, Melissa.
No, it's Melinda, Melissa. Melinda, Melissa. No, Melissa, Miranda, Marissa.
Marissa, that's right.
Or Marin? No, Melissa, Miranda, Marissa.
You know who you are.
Whatever.
Either way, but thank you so much for sending us the wine from Northern California because it's
so good and delicious.
No. It is so good and delicious. Which Tony says in his accent, it is so girl and delicious. Huh? You can say his name. It's okay.
Yeah. You mean hashtag provider?
Oh, hashtag provider.
But yeah, no, this is a cuvee table wine. And it's fantastic.
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
Cuvee is a great. So anyway, thank you so
really
much.
We really appreciate it. Yes. And other listeners should follow. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just one bottle, we share bottles.
Oh, or yes, box.
Or boxes.
Boxes are a little heavy to send. So we take Target gift cards.
Yes.
Yes. If you send us a Target gift card, we will only use it for box wine.
Yes. And we'll take pictures of what we buy that you bought us.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So since we last recorded, we've had a little holiday and some adventures. Mm-hmm.
We have been really busy. And one of the reasons we've been really busy is because a week before Thanksgiving, we went to listener Alex's studio, mm-hmm. who was professional photographer. And he took some pictures of us that we probably can't post online.
You make it sound like that this was like boudoir shots or something. I think he was surprised they weren't.
I know, right?
Because the first thing he said, we have a very professional, like family style portrait that he said, I'm actually a little surprised that we're taking like the family photo because I was expecting
a lot worse.
A lot worse.
So it was interesting when we first got there because Alex was telling us like how long he's listened, how he found us. He told us his favorite episode, one of his favorite episodes. So, and he's been listening for a long time. Actually, the first show he had ever heard of Foul Monkeys is the Oh My God, I'm Going to Kill Myself episode where Ricky cries for like 20 minutes. Yeah. That was the first episode he heard, and he told me, and I had to finish and see what happened to you next, so I had to listen.
Well, it makes sense though because he found you from the professional crier, Nessa.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yes. So he followed you here via Nessa.
You know what's crazy is there's a Twitter I found called Professional Crier. Have you seen it?
I've seen it around. I need to follow it though.
Yeah, you should.
Because she's pretty funny sometimes. I'm assuming it's a she.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. But no, so Alex, his studio, it was kind of a small suburb, small town out near an outlet mall, which was adventure in itself, which we'll get there. But his studio was kind of like in a converted house of sorts, and it was beautiful. It was a great, great space. Mm-hmm. He's definitely a professional.
Right. He's got all the fancy stuff. He's got lights and he's got backgrounds. He has a loft.
Yeah.
That you could go up in. And then look through this box and see the whole bottom of the floor so you can take pictures of like cars and shit inside of it.
So if you
studio.
Need a good photographer for your gay weddings or any wedding, since we have all kinds of listeners.
And he travels.
Yes.
We'll put the website link to his website and I'm going to say it right now as soon as I find it. I think it's what I was going to say, but I want to make sure.
So if you want to see his work, you definitely need to go on the website and make sure that you've given your name for the Christmas card list.
That is not
it. Yeah, so definitely make sure that you've given us the name. And then maybe if you're lucky, we might post some other pictures on the website. There's a couple pictures you're not going to get because it definitely needs some retouching.
You can go to alexclaneyphoto.com. alexclaneyphoto.com.
If you don't know how to spell photo, you're dumb.
Right. Stupid. FOTO.
Just in case.
AlexClaneyPhoto.com.
He was definitely awesome. He pretty much did anything we wanted. He was very nice, very professional. He has a lot of cool shit in there.
We were there for a very long time for him, you know, just to giving us his services.
Right.
Yeah.
For free.
For free. Because he's a listener.
Yeah.
It was very, that's very, very, very kind.
And these photos are going to be used for
a new project.
Christmas card.
And a Christmas, yep.
Some pictures.
Some new projects that are coming up for us. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Just profile pictures.
Yeah, it's news. Random stuff too.
So
who knows?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
You'll see where they found. We're thinking about stuff, about the show and stuff like that. So we'll talk a little bit later
about it. I love how cryptic you're being. You're going to scare everyone again, just like with your Twitter update.
Yeah.
We can go ahead and talk about that too now.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about the 400th episode now.
Well, we are.
Okay. I mean, if you want to, just might as well. We're kind of touching on it.
So, you know, the 400th show is coming up. I made a tweet on the Foul Monkeys Twitter saying that you need to start following my personal Twitter, which is Ricky Burton, all one word, because there was changes coming to the Foul Monkeys podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, all that was saying, well, what most people thought was, oh, God. There's a change, or oh God, they're stopping, or whatever. Which I was surprised that actually people responded. Whatever. Just saying.
Jeez, people.
So, the reason why it's changing is because we're all going to have our own personal accounts, and then we're all going to share the Foul Monkeys Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
So, anytime that we tweet from that, it's going to be... We haven't decided if it's going to be a hashtag Ricky, hashtag James, hashtag Waylon, or if it's going to be hashtag R, whatever makes it work.
Yeah, just separating the personal, personal from the actual website.
So you can go follow me under Ricky Burton, and I'll be posting stuff there, but just know that if you're following me on Foul Monkeys, you're not going to be able to see Ricky Burton stuff because it's private.
Yep.
Foul Monkeys is public. So
perfect.
I'll post on both.
There you go. I could see it.
White chocolate and
mint.
Jardiniere.
Oh.
Which gross. Is kind of like that mint hot mocha thing that you try to sell me.
Yeah.
Gross. Yeah. You mean you put peppers on it?
Well, I asked him, are you talking about spicy like cinnamon or spicy like jalapeno? And he's like, yeah, like pepper. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So 400th show.
That's the next episode.
That's one, right. We are taking a break.
Yeah, you're gonna have
for
to
the
wait.
Rest of the year.
We're sorry. This has been an intensely busy month for us, and
we have shit planned all.
Waylon and I are gonna be out of town for the last 2 weeks, pretty much.
2 weeks,
almost. Yeah, we're leaving on the 21st.
Like Wednesday to Thursday.
Oh, so like a week and a day.
Yeah, it's not 2 weeks.
Sorry,
you scared me. How am I supposed to have my threesome if you guys aren't here?
Triad. Oh.
Triad. Oh, no.
No Christmas triad.
You guys,
we'll
the triad
be here for
will
New Year's.
Still be here.
Oh, yes. But the New Year's Eve triad.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Guess who's getting to kiss two boys on New Year's Eve?
Hey.
Hey.
So we have that going on. We also, should we talk about the website?
Well, you just said, yeah, basically, yeah. So hopefully we'll be launching a new look.
When we talked about it like 7 months ago,
right?
8 months ago.
And it was supposed to be done in May.
It's happening.
It's happening now.
It's happening.
We had some stuff.
Our hope is, and I would love it to be a guarantee, but the main website, along with a few pages that are attached to it, are going to be launching the same day that we do our 400th episode. Which we're going to try to do on January
15th.
Sundays.
A live show on pride48.com. I just have to find out if we're able to take
someone's
an hour from the person that's recording at that time.
So, therefore, if you listen and you record on Sundays, especially January 15th,
can you please contact us?
And you don't mind giving up your spot for a day?
An hour. We'll promote your show.
A lot.
Since
we don't have a lot of phone calls,
we'll let your sacrifice.
For every phone call we don't get, we will promote your show.
But I think, well, we've all worked on the website today. We worked on it a lot of it. We got a lot of it. What we feel the ideas that will be cool for the show. I think the website's going to be cool. It's going to be a little bit more interactive.
User friendly. I think
user friendly.
Yeah.
It's
going to be streamlined and simple.
And then also we're thinking things about the show itself, but we haven't really gone too far into that.
So not huge changes, but
we have a lot of ideas.
We're trying to streamline, clean things up a bit.
Yeah. Smooth it out.
Yes.
Kind of, maybe. We'll see what works, what sticks.
We're going to try.
Yeah.
We would ask for suggestions, but we know you don't listen and don't like to give
ideas. No, they listen. So. They just don't care.
So either way, put January 15th before we go into a pity party here for a live
January
show.
January 15th, 3 o'clock p.m., hopefully. Will it?
So you have plenty of time to call us.
Show. They won't know. Pay attention to our Twitter or Facebook page so you'll get the date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have plenty of time to call us.
Right. Also, go to the link to the show so you can add your name to our Christmas list to receive a card because our cards are fucking awesome.
They're going
to
be sweet.
You're going to love them. They are partially... There's a lot of skin.
If we use that one.
No, I don't know if we're using that one.
Well, because you wouldn't know until you put your name on the list.
Yeah. Right.
Oops.
But there is some skin.
Or I think we're maybe do some special people will be getting different cards.
Yes.
So,
or e-cards, at least.
But we're not going to name who those special people are or tell which card is special, so then everyone will feel special.
Right.
Each card will say, you're a special person. Happy holidays.
So just keep an eye out on the website, and changes are coming to that, and it's a good thing.
Right.
How the what?
So when we went to go get our pictures taken, we had extra time. Remember?
Yes.
And we went to the outlet mall.
Chicago Premium Outlets.
Which was the most horrible mall I think I've ever been to.
It's a little lame. But Ricky had...
It's like Florida malls, but smaller.
He had a fantastic experience at Starbucks.
And colder.
It was colder. And so, there wasn't very many good food places there.
No.
No, but do outlet malls have good food places that aren't
food
courts?
The ones in Florida do because they have... chain restaurants around them.
Florida, like California, you're going from mall to mall to mall to mall. So you have those big epicenters of where big
food but like
places
the one
are.
That I'm talking about in Orlando, around it, it's a huge fucking mall, which the parking lot is probably 5 times bigger than the one at this mall. And then all around that area are all the chain restaurants. It's like a huge circle.
Some of the other ones around here. And in Indiana and other places do that. I don't like this outlet mall, period.
Mm-hmm.
Though premium outlet malls generally do have like Ruby Tuesdays and Red Robins and those type of stuff around it.
Mm-hmm.
This one just kind of sucks. But you had a great time at Starbucks.
So we went to Starbucks and I guess they were doing a test trial of what it was going to be like the following Black Friday. And they fucking sucked. Brad, your old company sucks. Sorry.
Well, yeah. I'll say my company sucks.
You should have went back there.
But my old school, I know. Here's the thing. My company, when I used to work at Starbucks, I hated it. But I loved the crew in the store that I worked at.
They were not
rocked.
Organized. And they were bitchy.
They were so bitchy. That little cunt
bitch. Our
which is a boy.
If you would have came to our store, it would have been like a whole 180.
My favorite thing was he's calling drink orders out. And there's a long line for regular coffee. And I think that's just what you got, too. Mm-hmm. Like, well,
with caramel in it.
Does this have caramel? And he goes, I don't know.
Right.
Is this my coffee? I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, that's basically what he said to me. And he was a little bitch. So I had to ask the girl next to me. Which then she said, well, we're waiting on coffee to brew. No, 3 or 4 cups of coffee was just sat here. And they said, this is regular coffee. Does it have vanilla in it? Is this mine? Whose is it? Because what? There's probably like 5, 6, 7, 8 people waiting behind
for
us
coffee.
For coffee
yeah.
also. And there were people ahead of us that were waiting for regular coffee. He had a bitchy attitude and he was kind of like 19 and thought he was bossy and better than everybody else. And he wasn't. I'm old. But I had the right to be pissy.
No, he was a little...
He was bitchy, and it was rude. Disorganized, but...
The customer service was really lacking.
I just love your reaction at their phrases.
Well, this is one thing. If this person that was bitchy to me would have said one of these phrases, I think I would have thrown my coffee on him.
Thought he did.
No, he didn't say it to me. He said it to someone else.
Oh, so what are they, Brad?
But after he was bitchy... and he would have said that to me because I hate them. I hate all of them. I think they're lame. They suck. They're fake.
Yeah.
So what are they?
Well, we had three main ones that a lot of people go through at different Starbucks. But the one of them's thinks a latte. Have a grande. And soy you later.
So if
no!
So if you have little punny phrases like that, I think you need to tweet Ricky directly.
Because I love it.
I hate them. I hate them. Oh. Can't stand it.
But at least you hated that, but we had great pictures, and then in a couple days, it was Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Shit.
I had 3 Thanksgiving dinners to go to.
Wow.
I went to one on Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
We hosted 2.
Well, yeah. Two of those. Yeah.
2 of those were ours.
So we were all at the same one 2 times in a row.
Yeah. We had about, I think it was 9 people at our Thursday dinner, and I had 2 friends from out of town.
That's the picture that most people saw, right? Did you tweet
yes,
that?
Yes, I didn't tweet it. Who took the picture?
Oh, no, I took the picture.
No, you took the picture, but who tweeted it? Oh, you didn't? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And then...
it was a nice picture.
Which we had an awesome dinner.
Yes.
Thank you.
My macaroni and cheese was a hit.
Actually, your macaroni and cheese was good. And it was good the second day, too. You thought it was going to be shitty.
I thought it would be nasty.
Dude,
it was good. It was good.
Your sausage balls.
I have never... You know what's funny? Ever since...
I have to give...
It was GERD and delicious.
Big Fatty also makes sausage balls, and he's the one that's always talking about them.
I mean...
But I had had them... Like as a kid, so it's not like I had never like I just
oh yeah
I
had them before.
Well, it was funny because you know my mom was at the Saturday
uh-huh.
and you said sausage balls. She knew right what they were, and I'm like,
right.
Well, we've never fucking had these anything. And she goes, oh really? I know we've made them before. I'm like, no. But ever since you brought them and they gave us all heartburn for days because we ate them, you
yeah.
know, because you made a lot of them.
Dude, I even had like some.
I think
for
I
dinner.
Made like I think there were like 87 of them.
I keep, yeah. but. Everyone's yeah. making sausage balls now. The party
oh,
we went
are?
To, he
yeah.
makes sausage balls every year
Last
for this
weekend.
Party. But he makes like marble sized and they're heavy on the sausage.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't have the yummy dip that you had either.
No. Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's just like that was, it was
That's
good.
Hard
good.
To make them small. Well, if there's more sausage, you can roll them easier.
Yeah.
Because it's crumbly and you kind of have to like squeeze it.
You gotcha.
Like
roll your sausage.
So yes, we had about 9
you
people.
Have to roll your sausage.
Oh, roll that sausage. Oh.
Roll it.
So we had 9 people on Thursday, and I had 2 friends who spent the night from out of town who went to the doctor.
Who were very nice.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked.
We had, I expected them to be bears, though. I don't know why. I just assumed they would be bears.
Because all of our friends are bears.
They right. were my friends pre-bear.
Oh, okay. We had a great discussion at the table after dinner, after everybody else left.
Was that the day we talked about poop
we
for like 2 hours?
Poop for 2 hours.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I think it was 2 hours mm-hmm. of poop talk. And
30
we drank
minutes,
a lot.
30 minutes of it was us talking about poop and laughing.
Which, that this past Saturday, I was at a tequila tasting party with Tony. And I tweeted, just exactly as we did on Thanksgiving, they started to talk about poop and it lasted about an hour. Except for they were talking about it in all Spanish.
So you heard a...
Mierda.
So then you came back over on... Well, so Friday, you went shopping or did you end up going shopping or not?
Friday, I did go shopping. I left at 10, came back at around 6.
Wow.
But I didn't get a lot of stuff.
I rested because I was wore the fuck out.
Thursday, I was very surprised how calm you were. The following dinner, Friday?
Saturday.
I thought I had to walk on eggshells because I was so nervous because you could tell
yeah.
that you were kind of aggravated or it was just too much or
Focus.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing when one is working in a kitchen and then all of a sudden it is.
When you've been by yourself or with
when 4,000 people come in trying to do things. So like I knew that you were coming over to make your thing. So that was great. But there were other people did not quite know that they were be making their shit there.
Right.
Or they all try to be useful and like they're getting in your way and you're like, ha, ha, ha.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, frankly, making a turkey makes me nervous. It's not, I can cook and I can cook well.
Future Thanksgivings, I have an idea. If you do this again, you cook the turkey, everybody else does the sides. So that you don't have to worry about that shit.
I don't know if that's going to happen. I think it's going to be on all sides and whatever.
But what I'm saying is, I like turkey.
No, I think
so
what
you
is...
go to KFC or Popeyes and bring shit over.
No, and I think the other thing, though,
I'm
was...
just kidding.
So the story also then was Saturday, is it was only supposed to be 10 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up being 16 people. At the last second. Mm-hmm. And people walked through the door that I didn't know coming ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So it was more of also, we had planned and already had scheduled that there were going to be enough seats at the table
And it wasn't food problem because we had plenty of food.
No, it was not
a food.
So, and I knew it wouldn't.
No.
I knew.
No, we had enough food to last us for another week.
We still have food.
And you guys still, we gave you guys some food too.
But still, it wasn't the food. I knew that we'd have enough food. Mm-hmm. You know, just because sides alone, you know, people could go skimpy on the turkey if you had to. We had enough food. It was just also the fact that,
space.
You know, we thought that we were going to fit all the table, right. Which isn't a big deal because if I was going to have, like, you know, a Thanksgiving dinner for like 20 people, you obviously know that you're going to be all over the house.
Right.
So you make arrangements, you plan, you whatever. So when all of a sudden in the middle of, you know, everything's coming together, mm-hmm. you have all of these extra people that you weren't expecting,
mm-hmm.
it got a little.
Well, I also felt bad too because your family was there to have dinner. And I kind of felt that they were excluded from all of us.
They chose.
And they probably were happy, okay with that. But
well, yeah,
I was just like.
I know. I was a little sad that we weren't all. Because I think what I loved about the Thursday was that we all sat at the table together. Right. You know, we scrunched in. We had a great time. We all talked. We all listened. We all laughed. We had our side conversations. It was great. Mm-hmm. So I guess I was kind of also hoping, yeah, that my family, who never comes to visit like that, and my stepbrother and stepdad and all whatever.
Your stepbrother is fucking cute. OMG.
A little blonde, a little thick, tall.
Thick enough.
But yeah, I kind of wanted him to be at the at the table, even for all the stupid conversations, because they would have had a blast,
right?
And if my stepdad would have dropped bombs of stupidity that would have you been talking about for weeks,
we would be doing a 3-hour show right now,
right? So yeah, no, I wasn't as stressed as I don't think as you thought, mm-hmm. but I can understand how you thought that.
Well, also, and this makes me nervous too, like. And I'm around people like this all the time that they have different relationships with their parents and they talk different ways to their parents. I don't know how you talk to your mom normally, but, and I don't know how she talks to you, but sometimes I felt like there was like an issue and I was like, oh my God, I'm in the kitchen and there's an issue. And
family
I'm
dispute.
Awkward. I don't know what's going
dispute.
On. You know?
Oh no, we're domestic violence. No, we're pretty frank and like,
yeah, I saw that
point in the directions. Yeah.
Cause literally it was like, Mom, if I want to do that with the turkey, I would do that with the turkey. And I was like, oh, okay.
It doesn't help, too, when you have other friends, which I'm not going to say what kind of friends are either, because I don't want there to be called out, but who like to bark orders at you while you're in the kitchen to bring you things, to have you do things. And you're like, uh-uh. You can get your ass.
We said buffet.
Yeah. First of all, dinner was at 6. What time are you here? 3.
Wait.
I'm not talking about you.
I was like, wait, you're calling people out.
No, no, stop. Not you. What? I knew you were coming early because you needed to throw your shit into the crock pot. So, whatever. But no, I was not stressed at that level like I thought I would be afterwards. Mm-hmm. I was just more tired because, you know, I was on my feet.
And you've been up since, what, 7?
Well, I didn't start cooking that early, but you got to get up early to get things ready. Well, not only that, but then so
you made breakfast for people too, so right, the cinnamon rolls and all that stuff you had to bake.
Well, I made that Wednesday night
and
put them in the oven Thursday morning while we were cooking, so we had those. So then we heated those leftovers up for my parents. Then since dinner was not till 6, we had plenty of time since we did the whole bag turkey thing. So we went to lunch. Well, I took them around because they stepped out went to see the old neighborhood, blah 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 blah. So we took them to Hamburger Mary's because my mom wanted a burger. And I'm like, okay, whatever. It's gay. They'll love it. They actually did love it. Yeah, so it was just a long day. And then, you know, so we ended up having like 16 people. And, you know, we all watched Bridesmaids afterwards. And there was lots of wine and lots of drinks. And it ended up being a great night.
I love the look that you gave me when I was sitting on the floor. And I was like, well, we're leaving. And when it was like... And he's giving me... You know what the look was?
Doing the blank
stare. You know what the look was? Oh, you just came to eat and now you're leaving? That's what it was.
Oh, no.
Which I know he was joking. Maybe not.
Was I? Yeah. But no, it was fun. I'll never do 2 again. It's stupid. It's just one big one.
We need to do one.
Yeah, there's just no... I mean, I can't imagine that this being a yearly thing that my parents come up either. You know, maybe a yearly thing with Jason and David, so it may just be a Thursday thing, but...
Okay, cool.
So that was Thanksgiving.
I liked them. They were nice.
So we were busy. What are you doing Christmas, since this is kind of like our holiday episode?
I haven't decided yet, still. I haven't, First of all, it's going to be expensive for me to go home again. You know, everybody, I had to go home in September because my stepfather, was it September or October? October. Wait, when did we have the tea party? It was the end of September,
no,
right?
We had it the first week in October.
Oh, it was the first week of October that he passed away. My stepdad passed away, and I had to spend a lot of money to go there. And then to go home is still going to be like $450. And I just went to the dentist 2 days ago, and I have to get a porcelain filling, which is...
What?
Yeah, it's a big, long story. I'll tell you about it in a second.
Too many blowjobs?
So it's kind of expensive.
No.
I kind of want to go to Florida, too, because the people in Florida miss me. And I know if I go to Florida, then my friends and family in Virginia are going to be pissy. So I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. So, and the dental work that I have to have done is going to be
spoiler.
A little bit of money.
Hashtag spoiler.
You mean provider?
Oh, sorry. Yes.
you're thinking Doctor Who.
I'm spoilers me. Hashtag spoilers me. Spoiled. Yes,
whatever.
No.
Him.
They'll do something.
It's a joke.
So I'll probably be here.
Yeah.
But you guys are going to be out of town. So
yeah, we're leaving. I think it's like Wednesday of Christmas. Like the
we're leaving
21st. My mom's birthday is the 20th. So I sometimes go down early.
That's such a sucky birthday.
And my sister's the 21st. My other sister's the 25th. And my mom's is the 23rd.
I hate the birthdays that you have to share with Jesus.
Well, when we grow up, we would try to celebrate their half birthdays a lot of times.
My sister's birthday was on January 1st.
So we're going to my hometown, Lafayette, Indiana, on Wednesday through Christmas morning, which we'll get up at the ass crack of dawn. And then we'll drive the 8 hours to Lincoln, Nebraska, Christmas Day. To be with his family Christmas night, and we'll stay there through Wednesday probably, and then come back to Chicago and be in Chicago for New Year's Eve.
Which we're still developing plans for that. We haven't really...
No, someone's going to someone's house.
Right.
Because I'm not going to a bar. Or I'll be by myself, which is fine. So yeah,
I told him, I go, I might not even make it to midnight.
But there's so much to do in Chicago around Christmas that I don't even know how I'm going to fit it in. Because I want to go to the Christ Kindle Mart downtown. We have to go when it
snows. Downtown when it snows.
Downtown it snows. We see the lights and the shopper because I think it's just wonderful and you need to see it.
Mm-hmm. And then we just have all small stuff like for the weekends. Like this weekend I have a party to go to, Christmas party.
We have a Doctor Who party.
Yeah. We have a Doctor Who party on Saturday.
Y'all, I'm going to be a nerd on Saturday.
I'm so excited. Doctor Who party with one of our listeners, Mark.
Not really.
Ooh, he was on the show too. Mark. Yep. And he actually does listen.
He does listen. And he'll let you know if you fuck up.
Oh, yes, he will. Everyone thinks he's so calm and mild. Mm-mm.
No?
No. Where were we? And I had made it. Oh, it was at Thanksgiving dinner. And I had made an insult. And he said something back to me. And I was like, what's up with you? I don't like this. And he goes, what? That I'm answering you back now?
No, that he's talking back to you.
That you talk back to you? I'm like, yeah, I don't like it. Stop.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Mark's the new one. We voted one off, and he's the new one on.
Yeah. Too bad he's quickly moved away from, you will not step on me.
Right.
That's Josh, though. Right. Praise his light. Praise his light.
He's not going to listen, so it doesn't matter.
He went to France.
He did go to France. And this is the best thing. And only Josh would do this. So I watched his cat for a week while he was gone, right?
Which is stupid because he should have asked us since we're closer.
So I did this and he's like, oh, I'll buy you something in France. What do you want? And I said, well, just get me maybe a scarf with the Eiffel Tower on it or, you know, something French. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
A beret.
A beret. Whatever. He brings me. I got to show you the bag. Hold on. You guys talk for a second.
I just love the fact that I hope if he brought you something shitty, cracks me up since he brought me back a bottle of wine.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He brought me back a bottle of Beaujolais Nouveau.
Oh.
From France.
When did we drink it?
We haven't. He hasn't given it to us yet.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. I can't wait. Ooh, so what is...
Oh.
So this is the bag, and I said, what does that say in French?
Uniqlo.
And he goes, that's Japanese. I'm like, oh, okay.
What?
I looked at
it is.
And there's like a heat shirt, like a shirt.
Thermal?
Like a thermal shirt, but it's kind of like spandex.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it, like and it's all in shirt? Japanese. And I'm like, Josh, are you sure this is for me? Because this is in Japanese. He goes, yeah, but I bought it in France. I'm like, okay. Stupid. I wore the shirt. Yeah. It kept you pretty warm. It was interesting.
Huh.
That is... and he has the receipt.
Oh. How many euros?
Well, he bought several things.
Oh.
Oh, it was an expensive shirt.
Dildos.
Peppers. The total altogether was 5260 euros.
Hmm.
Which, don't you multiply that like by 500, and that's what American dollars are? Oh,
right about now.
But it did keep me warm, so. But only Josh would do something like that.
So should we do some phone calls while you check your email? Because Lala Lauren says you have to check your email.
Ew.
Uh-oh.
Is this gross?
What's that, Ricky?
This is me. No.
Well, what's that?
I don't know.
Is that you, Ricky?
There's a penis on the screen.
That? I didn't send you a penis.
No, I don't. That
there's a penis on the screen.
April Dick.
It opened up here.
Was that did you have it open up last?
No.
Totally did. It says locked.
Yeah. That is not me. Dirty. I can tell you that is not me.
It's dirty. It's,
that's me right there.
It's April Dick though.
Rude. It looks like jeans. I peed in my pants.
It's because you did.
You were pooling in my room. That's what we were doing.
Maybe that should be the album art.
Where did
Happy
that one
holidays.
Photo come from?
I don't know.
I
want to
know.
Me and April Dick.
I have no idea where it came from.
You had it open. That's been
no.
Open. That's been open on
I
your desktop.
I rebooted my computer though, so you, it was not.
Still...
Were you looking at April Dick?
Who was masturbating before?
I don't know who that is.
Who was masturbating before this show?
I have no idea who that is.
We have some phone calls we need to get through.
Yeah, let's do some phone calls.
Because it's been, what, almost an hour?
Yeah. No, like 30 minutes, right?
It's only been 30 minutes.
Oh, shit.
All right, so first phone call.
Wait.
I don't know if Lauren remembers this. Remember when me, you, and Josh were in the cab and we were all drunk?
On 4th of July?
No. Like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Yes.
You guys were out of town, I think. Well, we called the show.
Oh.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding! We've got a phone call!
Phone call.
So here we go.
We're in a taxi. Josh is getting out of the taxi. Ricky's advising him financially. Ricky just got
to take a picture. I don't owe you anything. Go. Yeah. If you pick up time, come on, let's go.
Bye. 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 Josh found money everywhere. Laundry quarter. Bye, Josh. Bye, love you.
Bye, there you go.
Who hasn't touched my boobs tonight, honestly? Okay. Oh, bye. Okay, bye. Okay, bye. Okay, bye.
So she sounds a little like a man and pushy.
Right.
And drunk. Exactly. Okay, bye. Bye.
That's the night. Remember we're at Big Chicks? We were all fucked up.
The fare's going up.
Right. That's what I told him. I was like, get out. It's going up higher.
Funny.
All right. So, all right. Next phone call.
Hey, Ricky, Waylon, and Brad. This is Joe in Dallas, and I'm calling with a message regarding episode 397. Either Ginger Bear was in control of the soundboard, Ginger Bear was in charge of editing the show, or Nebraska has finally gotten tired of getting name checked every episode. I do not approve. And I would like my episode of Foul Monkeys. Paid for it. I want it back.
Oh, what? No, you did not pay.
Love you, mean it.
He did send us a gift.
I said, no. He's paid in porn. He's paid in hot sauce.
DVDs.
He's paid in DVDs.
Visit.
Visit. Pizza.
Pictures.
Oh, him. That's
okay,
it.
Fine. Whatever.
Candy.
And his box of boogers.
Yeah, we still haven't eaten our box of boogers yet.
Should we eat one?
I'm holding it like there's a camera right here.
Let's try them.
No, the episode he's talking about is the one that was the homage to Big Fatty.
Right, where we had the intro, nothing between, and the outro.
Yep. Yeah.
Was that
hard getting
them
buggers out, huh?
They feel like
oh, there's no red ones in there.
Oh, no bloody, no bloody ones.
Oh, those are gummy.
Ingredients: corn syrup, sugar, fruit juice, apple, gelatin, sorbitol, citric acid, anti-caking agent.
Yeah, that definitely does not taste like a booger.
Carnauba wax.
No.
Artificial flavors, artificial colors. Titanium dioxide, so FD&C, yellow, number 5, yellow 6, blue, number 1.
I'm allergic to yellow dye number 5.
That's kind of gross.
Isn't that the one that makes your balls small or something?
Something the Mountain Dew, is that what it is?
Yeah.
So Joe's boogers taste like snotter melon, sour green boogie, and lemon loogie.
Gross.
They're tasty.
Yeah, they're not bad.
So there's no gelatin?
No, there is gelatin.
Yes.
Oh, don't eat
this
stuff.
Rude!
You can't eat that.
It's funny because you like fish, but I won't eat fish. But I like gelatin.
That's so funny.
You guys didn't hear that.
It's made of boiled cow bone.
Yep.
Thank you for calling in, Joe. We did correct it. We're sorry we fucked up.
And I hope you enjoy our chewing. Because I don't know if it sounds on the hair, but it sounds in my ear. So what's our other phone call?
Thank you very much for calling. And yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Next up, I think is Lala.
For Ricky, this is Lala. Okay, let's turn some things out right now. The name of the person is Captain Jack Harkness.
Oh man, she's pissy.
From Torchwood. The name of the person from Doctor Who is River Song or Melody Pond. Amy Pond is the Doctor's companion, and Rory is her husband. Please go watch Doctor Who. I cannot believe that you would make fun of geeks, but you listen to my show? My shit was geeky as hell, and the other people on your show are saying you are making fun of geeks, which is unfucking acceptable.
Right.
Amen,
not to mention,
sister.
If you watch the latest season of Torchwood, Captain Jack Harkness had the hottest sex scene I've ever seen on television.
I never made fun of Torchwood because I don't know what it's about.
No,
it's
you did.
It's a spinoff. Yeah, because we talked about...
You did. We talked about it, and you're like,
Captain
oh,
Jack, and he was from Batavia, Illinois. Bradley knew someone who was from there
Batavia.
Who knew him.
Okay.
With another man. It was unfucking believable. So there's incentive for you.
Gay porn.
So if your two new co-hosts like Doctor Who, then I love them. Immediately, you're in. Congratulations, you're awesome. And I can't believe that you would make fun of geeks when you talk to me without a problem. What the fuck is up with that, brother?
Word, girl.
Oh, yeah, happy 400th, blah, 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 bitches, whatever.
Praise
anyway, if the Ninja and I hadn't had a falling out and then a lot of other things had happened, my show would still be around. And you would know how amazing Doctor Who is, and you'd probably already be watching it. So, I was actually so upset, I literally stopped listening to the show.
Oh my god!
I unplugged my iPod.
What is that? I can't believe that. You literally stopped the show? That's crazy.
I was like, nope, we're done. Thank you. Nope.
Mm-mm.
But listen, I'm at work right now, or I'm about to step into work, so I have to let you go. Yeah. Stop being a douche.
She was really upset with you.
Well, her show with her and her sister was basically about video games, sci-fi movies, Doctor Who. All the stuff that you dorky people talk about was about her show.
Careful with
the name of the show is Pink Geek. And for the threes or E's, they use threes. What is that called? There's this, like, certain term for
are
that.
Are you thinking kind of... binary?
No. No, that's ones and zeros.
Well, I know it is, but I'm just making sure it's not.
Gosh, what kind of dork
are you? Can you open the other box of boogers?
Whoa.
Can you open the other box of boogers?
Whoa.
We don't have any more.
Are they the same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be happy to know that we're having a Doctor Who party on Saturday to help him and some other friends who don't understand and make fun of publicly the greatness of Doctor Who. One of our listeners, Mark, who was on a show, is actually hosting it at our house. We're having Doctor Who themed food and cocktails, including fish sticks and custard and gummy Dodgers. And
what are gummy Dodgers?
You're just going to find out.
Oh.
Candy.
Guess who else loves Doctor Who?
Who?
Tony.
Oh.
Loves it.
Before you started making fun of it and he started watching, or just in general he loves
no,
it?
No, he loves it. He like, grew up with he didn't. It. No, I didn't.
Is that what you said?
I don't know about
that. Oh, I thought you said he like grew up watching some of it.
No, oh. I said that he liked it. Did I say grow up?
Yeah, when he grew up watching it.
I totally...
Just now I just said that?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
I said that, but you said that to me in a message or something.
Mm.
What, you don't want to like, talk about that he grew up? You're not saying that he grew up the same time your parents
old.
Grew up. You're...
He did.
Well, but you weren't. But there was nothing wrong with what you said.
There's... No. Steve DeBare, he's not that much older than you.
Mm-hmm.
And he grew up watching it.
Well, David grew up watching it. It's been on since the 60s.
I've never seen it. Ever.
It's because
TV.
We're not English.
Yeah.
They showed it on reruns when we were kids.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm going to try it. I watched one of the episodes called Blink. I liked it.
But
it was interesting, but I don't get the concept of the time travel. I'm still not getting it.
Lala, I think you should call in and give your explanation of what happened in that episode and how someone can disappear and then write a letter. He doesn't really get the whole timey-wimey-ness of that. So I'd love to hear you try to explain it to him.
That's why Scott Bakula's show was a lot easier to do.
Quantum Leap?
Yes. Because whoever he leaped into, you could tell what time period they're in, and he didn't go back to that, to a different, he didn't go back to the same body twice. This is weird.
He doesn't, never mind. Never.
Do we have any more phone calls?
I'm going to try it.
Yes, one more.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Last call, y'all.
Hi, Ricky, Waylon, and Brad. This is Nessa.
Hi, lover.
And I was just listening to your latest episode, 398. At least I think it is. I don't know. I signed into iTunes after 3 weeks of training at work, so I wasn't listening to podcasts, and I was like 600 shows behind, so I deleted a lot.
Rude.
So it might be your most recent
Christian.
But anyways, you were talking about the rumor about the frozen hot dog and that girl at school, and it broke off and her dog ate it out. He actually did have that rumor at my high school too, and the girl's name was Valerie. And one night a group of us went to the 24-hour Walmart and bought hot dogs and Mighty Dog food and drove by her house at 2 a.m. and threw said hot dogs and dog food out of her house. We were awful, rotten bitches, but it was fucking hysterical to the point that two of us peed our pants when we were laughing. And of course the first person her mother called after we drove away was my mom. Oh, it was fun. Good times. I love you, boys. Congratulations on your 400th episode. I have been and always will be a fan. Bye.
Aww.
That's not so.
So, you know, though,
I don't know why people call you a cunt after you did that.
Yeah, or the fact that she's a Dr. Phil episode waiting to happen, or
right.
Or a plot line to Criminal Minds as that girl, as Valerie, has grown up to be a serial killer.
Or it was a Lifetime special, how this girl became anorexic and afraid of meat because of this.
No, she could
phallic looking meat.
She could only eat phallic looking meat.
Right.
So bad.
But it was bad because she was a lesbian.
By the way, whenever I think of somebody peeing their pants, I think of the time when my family was watching that
always about you.
In Nebraska.
What's his name? Kidding. Played Miss Doubtfire.
What,
Robin Williams.
When he did his Broadway thing, and he did the whole skit about, is this what we look like, ladies, when we eat you out? And he puts his face in his arm, and it looks like he's muff diving because he's so furry.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was laughing so hard she had to army crawl to the bathroom. Army crawl to the bathroom. And she yelled out to us after a while, and she's like, I didn't make it.
Oh. Mm. Well, that's what happens when you have 14 kids.
True. It's true.
He was looking at you like...
It's funny because it's true. She's got big old titties.
Tiggle bitties.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got, y'all?
I have a 1-star review.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh.
Put your glass down. Oh.
1-star review.
So, last episode's 1-star review was for Big Gay Seth Show.
Yay.
It no longer exists.
I know. Well, it's because of this
one 1-star review.
Yeah, it right.
Shut him down.
That was their only one. That was their only 1-star review.
I don't know. I don't.
No. You know, because we have several. Just to let everyone know.
And I still think we need to have a contest to give Wes 1-star reviews because he has none.
Yeah, rude.
So, Wes, we can't ever use you for our 1-star reviews.
Wes, you're not that good.
So don't be bitching.
Now, Christian. You're sound like a spinoff.
So speaking of spinoffs, they also have 5 stars.
They don't have any...
No, what? They might have a 4 or 4.5.
They don't have any 5 stars?
No, they don't have any
1-stars.
No,
they don't have any 1-stars.
They're all 5.
That's what she said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is wrong with this country?
I know. Nobody calls us.
What the hell?
So, bringing it back.
Well, so that's what happens when bitches are hating on good people. So,
you mean like we do? Mm-hmm. By replacing the word with Christian? By calling mm-hmm. them a spinoff? Which
they are.
They are.
So, this 1-star review was brought to you by Manic Panic. It was.
Did you ever use that stuff? Anyone?
Manic mm-hmm. Panic. What is it?
Yeah. Hair dye, like that. That pseudo goth alternative people used to put in their hair.
No.
Ah.
It's still a hot topic.
It was very popular when I was in high school.
Oh.
So this was done April 24th of 2008.
Damn,
so it's been a while ago.
Over 3 years.
Yeah. There's some things in here that will definitely give this one away, but it's pretty damn funny. So the title of it is, I guess I just don't get it. I'm sorry. I just thought that this podcast was momentarily unfunny. The Muff Dive Mafia segment made me laugh, but that was 3 minutes, followed by 20 minutes of bad Cher impressions and fart noises. I tried to enjoy it. I really did. I thought that a podcast titled Tyra Banks Shit Her Pants had to be hilarious. But it was just 20 minutes of awkward phone conversations and interspersed with burrito fart jokes. I'm usually all for some good humor.
Is there a word in there that you don't know?
I just spelled humor weird. For some good humor. I mean, I love Margaret Cho, South Park, and George Carlin, but these guys only gave me 1 chuckle in the 4 podcasts I suffered through. Repeating a joke 5 times does not make it any funnier.
Christian.
Doing a joke again, but this time in a Cher voice, doesn't make it any funnier.
Oh, Christian.
I fought Noah's. Is not automatically funny. I tried. I really did. But I guess I just don't get it.
I know who that is right away. It's one of my favorite podcasts ever.
1 out of 14 dun, dun, listeners dun. Found this review
so,
helpful.
So, see there. At least they have a bad review, too.
Right.
The other one is, okay, this show is bad. What the fuck? They don't even make sense. That's also a 1-star review brought to you by Mediocre Ken.
Well, apparently, that person's mediocre.
This was also done in 2008.
I hate
so
many boogers, y'all.
I know. I'm like, there's only 2 left.
Brad, eat the boogers. Booger Brad Eater. Right, Brad Booger Eater.
Gross.
That was 1-star review.
So speaking of boogers, which reminds me of Heathers, which reminds me of names that we call people that we make fun of. Don't you have some story about a racially insensitive lamp?
Yeah, I sent it to Lauren, too. I felt it was racially insensitive, but... Apparently, it's a symbol still used worldwide.
I don't know if it's quite used anymore.
No, it is.
And native, maybe in,
it is.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Mm-hmm. Unless it's native
Indian,
art.
Indian, right? So we went to a place called Cafe Con Leche, which is awesome. It's like a Cuban place.
Sounds fantastic every time you talk about it.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. It's kind of cool because they have a heated outside patio.
Ooh.
It's fancy, but covered. It's kind of cool. So we're sitting there, and you know how they have like the Chinese paper lights? Is that what they're called?
The paper lanterns?
The paper lanterns. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they're made like, they're like bigger lights or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're just not the lantern. So I'm sitting there, and Tony's talking to me, and I look up, and I'm like... And he's like, okay. Okay, you know, like, what? I was like, look at that lamp. I said, I think there's a swastika on that lamp. And he looks up, he's like, oh, should I say something? You know, because everybody there speaks Spanish. I was like, no, don't say anything until they bring our food. So we had our dinner and everything, and we were just going to leave. He asked, should I say anything to him? I was like, no, it's just let it go. So the owner comes over and starts talking to him. And he goes, you know, can I ask you a question? The guy's like, yeah. He's like, why are there swastikas on your lamp? And then he started saying in Spanish how it's some countries, it's a lamp from some country that it's a sign of whatever. And it's actually not a swastika, but he said that every day somebody comes in and says something about the lamp. But I was just like, I had to take a picture of it and I sent it to Lauren. I was like, she will be upset. And she's like, no, it's a sign of peace.
It is a sign of peace. Before Hitler.
It's a sign of peace before the Nazis.
Before Hitler ruined it.
Before the Nazis stole it. And I'm like, okay.
Speaking of, they have a Doctor Who episode with Hitler.
Oh, who cares? Oh, wait. Doctor Who cares? Yay, I made it funny.
You know, there's a Christmas episode coming up, which I think we might be watching this week.
Is it new?
There's two. There's one from last Christmas and one this Christmas.
So, is it like Christmas from a different time?
It's weird. Oh. I don't know what this one. This one's called the Doctor, the Widow, and the War.
Do you know who else is a big Doctor Who fan? Is Pat Geick from Don't Quit Your Day Job. He's a big fan. And I bet he has some kind of diagram that he can draw me so that I can understand the time thing.
No.
Pat, will you please contact me and try to explain the Blink episode? There's time travel, but then there's future, and then she went back to the past, and then she knows the future, but then how did she know what happened in the future if it happened right then? And where did she go after she, like, when did she die?
In the...
1800s, right?
No, not in the 1800s. That was her grandson that pulled off the letter.
She wrote it in the 1800s, though, right?
Well, yeah, probably when she... No, she wrote it at the end of her life.
Or the 30s.
I don't think it was the 30s.
So how far back did she go?
I don't think it was 1800s.
And then... I don't get it.
You're retarded.
When she was born...
When was she originally born? Like in the 70s?
Well, whatever in that episode happened. So let's say she was born in 79.
She was probably like 25.
Let's say she was born in 79.
Okay.
Let's say she was 21.
Mm-hmm.
So she had all that time from when she actually was born.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that moment where she went back in time, she had all those memories and all that experience with her was put back in time. She ended up, you know, having a life there because she was stuck in that time. So got married, had children.
But how did she know she would eventually, whatever was going on in the past, would lead up to what was happening?
She didn't. Because she was just knowing that she knew that she left her time on this day at this point, that she went to this building with what's her name? I can't think of her name right now. Went there with her.
Okay, I get it.
So they went together, and she remembers them going together, and then she remembers the next thing, you know, she walks around the corner, next thing she knows she's in this... in an earlier time. So it's like writing what you did yesterday to give to your grandson to give away to someone in the future because they were there with you.
I get it now.
Yeah.
I got it.
It's about fucking time.
It's been 2 weeks.
Right. And then like on the walls and stuff, that was all the doctor. Because the
doctor... Because he had been there before.
Yeah, because he was setting it up for... Because of that
transcript.
So
there's different layers of time.
Well, yeah. And there's different what's the word I'm looking for? Time streams.
I should not go any deeper than I am right now. Sounds confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
Alrighty, so are we good?
Mm-hmm.
We got
so.
A good show going on. I don't know how great it is, but remember, you guys, we're going on a vacation. We won't be back until
January
15th will be our 400th show.
Put on your
you
calendars.
You have plenty of fucking time to call us.
We're not sure exactly the time, but we know it's going to be late afternoon.
Around 3 or 4
evening.
Central mm-hmm. time.
Central.
That gives you plenty of time to call us and maybe congratulate us on something we've been doing for a long time. Maybe if you don't care, well, you can call and let us know that you don't care. You don't give a shit. We don't care. Whatever. be on the lookout for the new website. Make sure to follow Ricky Burton as a Twitter account, because after this Friday, I'm no longer using Foul Monkeys as a personal Twitter.
Yep, Foul Monkeys will still be around. It'll just be kind of...
It'll just be all of us.
Yeah, talking about Foul Monkeys stuff instead right. of Ricky's CTA crushes. But you can still find those out
yes.
by going to...
If you guys go to ctacrush.com, you can find all of the CTA crushes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they only retweet you.
No, he does. A lot of people actually respond. If you go to the website, there's a lot of pictures.
Hmm.
But there's this one. Oh, the guy, the CTA worker. Did you see him?
I don't know.
Oh, he's the one that was the most. Oh my God, he was. I have it in my phone still.
Oh, and you have a boyfriend, right?
I ain't dead. This is before him.
Word.
Heard it.
No homo.
Oh yeah, I want to talk about Hillary Clinton's speech, but oh well.
We'll talk about it.
No, it takes too long.
Whatever.
Next time,
gonna,
I want you guys to listen and see
gonna,
it too.
They're not going to have.
So everyone, listen to it because Ricky loves it.
Yes, everyone, go and listen to Hillary Clinton's speech to the world about human rights and gays and lesbians, gays, lesbians, bi and transgender people. I think there's supposed to be a Q or something in there. I don't know.
Queer.
Which I thought that meant gay. Whatever.
She didn't promote them.
How dare them queers?
She probably got confused on how many fucking letters.
Right. She should have just said A, B, C, D, E. She went through the whole thing. You guys go listen to it. It's kind of inspirational for her to stand up and defend us people who... Are gradually seeing rights, and she did say at the you know that the United States is just as guilty.
And we're gonna end our podcast. Lala Lauren is gonna end our podcast with a special moment from Jesus. Is it M Christ? From Jesus.
Jesus underscore M underscore Christ. Christ.
Lala Lauren, please take us away.
Can I sing it?
Yeah.
It's up to you. It's up to you. You're the prophet right now, speaking Jesus' words to the people.
We will see you guys later, and then Lauren's leaving us. Bye.
Bye.
I got passion of the Christ, and I ain't afraid to show it. I'm Jesus, and I know it.
Praise his light.
Praise his light, y'all.
Religion category next year.
Religion. Religion. Vote us for religion. We are going to win 2012. Religion.
Happy holidays, everyone.
See you in 4 weeks.
Bye. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Jesus loves you.
And so do I.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willy, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.